Mr. President, the delegation of the Republic of Korea expresses its sincere appreciation to you for organizing this panel discussion on disarmament education and research. We would also like to thank the esteemed panelists for sharing their valuable expertise and insights. As highlighted by the distinguished panelists and previous speakers, disarmament education and research can and should play an important role in sustaining and raising awareness among policymakers and lawmakers, as well as all relevant stakeholders on why disarmament matters. This is especially so, considering that disarmament is also competing for resources and attention on both national and international levels. And my delegation shares the concern that disarmament is falling behind in this race, despite the significant ramifications. This is the reason my government has been an active supporter of the Mexico-led series of resolutions on this topic. We have also recently submitted our implementation report to the UN Secretariat with detailed information on our various initiatives thus far. As underscored by many speakers already, another important aspect of our topic today is related to youth engagement. As reaffirmed by the UNGA Resolution 74/64 and its subsequent biennial resolutions on youth disarmament and non-proliferation tabled by my delegation, young people can make an important and positive contribution to promoting the attainment of sustainable peace and security. Greater diversity of groups certainly helps to instill new perspectives, expertise, and ideas. Their engagement also serves as the gateway to securing the sustainability of our efforts well into the future. The Republic of Korea, therefore, and as a champion of the UN Secretary General's disarmament agenda on youth engagement, greatly values the contributions of UNODA and UNIDIAR for promoting a culture of peace and nonviolence through their education, research, and networking initiatives. As kindly introduced by the distinguished ambassador of Japan, some key projects that my government has assisted with sustained support include UNIDIAR's online youth disarmament orientation course and graduate professional programs, as well as research on space security, alongside various workshops, forums, and events on disarmament education. We are also proud to partner with UNODA in sponsoring the Youth for Disarmament Initiative, as well as the disarmament explainer videos. In addition, we regularly invite UN disarmament fellows to Korea to provide them with the opportunity to have an in-depth understanding of the security situation on the ground. Meanwhile, we as practitioners also need to be informed and updated, especially on the role of disarmament and arms control vis-a-vis new and emerging technologies. This includes not only cyber and outer space, but also synthetic biology and genetic engineering, as well as military applications of artificial intelligence, among other topics. In this respect, we deeply appreciate UNIDIAR and other organizations for the regular updates on their research outcomes. The ROK also looks forward to contributing to the panel discussion on emerging technology scheduled for next Tuesday. With these remarks, my delegation once again thanks the President for providing the conference with this valuable opportunity and reaffirms its commitment to continuing and expanding its efforts to support disarmament education and research through various means and partnerships. I thank you, Mr. President.